But we are going to welcome to the show, as we jump on over to the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline. You know him well. Great friend of the show. Great friend of the station. It is Christopher Kid Reed. What's going on, Kid?
What's up? What's up, Ticket?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling great.
Now, imagine my surprise, Kid, when I got a text message from a buddy of mine that you know, that you've met, and said, "Hey, man, did Kid have a heart transplant?" And my response was, "No, man, I think he has a new hip. That's all I know. The heart thing, that's crazy." And then it comes out when we were out in Super Bowl that you had the interview with Michael Strahan, and he talked about the heart transplant. So kind of walk us through this. When did you first realize something was going on, and when you needed to have that happen?
Well, first and foremost, I have to apologize to you, Donnie. You know, like, people don't realize, like, we're actually friends.
No doubt.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But it was just kind of a situation where, you know, I was kind of keeping it on the lows. It was very, very tight circle. But to your question, I would say during 2025, I think I was just kind of experiencing some extended shortness of breath, a lot of fatigue, just more so than normal. Normally, you would kind of pass it off to, the old dog ain't what he used to be,
whatever type
stuff. You know what I mean? But this seemed to be a bit more, and I think that as time continued to go on with it, I got kind of worried. You know what I mean? And so I just kind of thought to myself, let me go get it checked out, and went down to my local hospital out here in L.A. at Cedar Sinai, and initially got a diagnosis that my heart wasn't doing that well. Gave me some medicine and said, let's keep on it. Went back out, came back out on the streets, went back out on the road, matter of fact, and came back. And then they were like, you know what? I think you need to kind of check in. And it was at that point, now we're talking early August, that they kept me. And then they kind of determined that, it went like 0 to 100 real quick. You know, I'm thinking, I'll just slow down a little bit, I'll pull it up, I get back out there. And then they were like, nah, dude, we're past pacemakers and heart monitors and pills. We think you need a new heart. So that was when the termination was made. And then that's when they have to check you out and figure out whether or not you're worthy of a heart transplant in terms of the rest of your body's health, in terms of your psychological aspect. You know, I had people coming in and examining my body, my heart, my brain, to determine whether or not I could get a heart. And guess what? I qualified.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It was better than food stamps. I qualified.
I heard that.
Yeah, I would think so.
Man, so
I'm a winner.
So after they tell you that and you go through that process, how long was it between them saying, look, dude, we got to get you a new heart, until they actually started, they did the procedure?
Right. it was very quick. And that can only be described as the best fortune ever, because, you know, in certain situations, certain people, depending on their health condition and a lot of other different factors, they have to wait a long time. I didn't. Mine was, a matter of several days. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that that I was qualified, that the rest of my body was in really good health, that my blood type was very compatible with receiving a heart. So, It was quick. It was just a matter of several days, which was extremely fortunate. And so I had a heart, before the end of August, and back home before the end of August.
Christopher Kid Reed, our buddy from the famous.
Hey, Christopher Kid Reed, back here on the Ticket.
That's right. Rap group Kid and Play on with us. Lunchtime with the Invasion.
Can I do the ticker now since I have a new ticker?
Yes, you may.
Yeah. Lando says you're in. Yeah, right. Kid doing a ticker with his new ticker. Awesome. That's definitely a White Elephant Day bit for sure.
Yeah, we coming back. North Stars Hockey will be back with Razor.
North Stars? Did you get an old heart or something? They've been here since 93.
He got an old heart.
Minnesota North Stars Hockey.
So what was the freak out factor, man? I mean, it's relief because you do get the chance. Oh, yeah, I do have a new heart. Come on in and let's get it done. Right. But your mindset in the freak out factor of, man, they're taking my heart out and putting another one in had to have you kind of twisted in all certain different ways.
No. At that point, I'm like, you know, get it out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has got to go. No, you know what? What I will say is, and I've said this on other interviews, the staff and the surgeons and the specialists at the hospital I was at Cedars-Sinai here in Los Angeles, you know, this is kind of what they do. You know, they're kind of like, you know, they're like the Cowboys of the 90s at this. You know what I'm saying? They're very good at it, and they're very confident in what they do. And I think it was that confidence, which didn't rise to arrogance, but it's just a very quiet confidence that I think really had an effect on me. It kept me from freaking out. You know, my girlfriend was with me the whole time as well. Then, you know, anytime, you know, anybody, any of the listeners that have been out there that have gone through some kind of health issues, it's always important to have, you know, your circle with you and supporting you. And I definitely have that. So I didn't really trip out too much, man. I don't want to seem like I'm big and bad and fearless, but I didn't really go through that freak out thing. I mean, and I think I got really philosophical and a little zen came about me because I was like, well, if this is it, then you know what? You know, old kitty kid had a hell of a run. You know, we're going out, you know, we'll go out with one last regonk and, you know, and leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I felt like, hey, you know, you get reflective. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we left our mark. We had, you know, three house parties. You know, probably, you know, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. But ultimately, I felt really, really calm and confident. And you know, when after a 7-hour operation, you know, you come to. I had a new heart, and it was pretty amazing. And then, you know, to be honest, I mean, I'm 6 months in and, you know, we're back out on the road and you know, just doing stuff and, you know, dropping music and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm back out there doing it. And sometimes it's a bug out to me, you know, I look in the, like, I can appreciate it. But with that appreciation also kind of comes the realization like, hey man, you've been given more time. And, you know, let's really get down and do stuff, you know, enjoy our lives, but, you know, have a little purpose with it as well. And then also to get back to doing the things that you love to do and get back to being with the folks that you love to be with. And, you know, if you got more time, utilize it even better than I had before. So that's kind of what I'm on right now.
So, kid, when you go through this process and they explain what's going to happen to you, I mean, at some point, you did not have a heart in your body. They take out your old heart, and for however long a time period that is, did you die? I mean, are you dead in that moment?
No, what they do is they have like a machine they hook you up with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is kind of pumping your blood while they're doing this. Transfer. So you're never, you know, so this is to my knowledge, this is what I was told. You're never there. You're never dead. But, you know, they literally keep you alive with a machine until they put that new heart in you. And, you know, then you're up. I mean, before, you know, and obviously receiving it, you know, it obviously doesn't feel like 7 hours. It feels like you just had a nap and, you know, you wake up and there you are. And, you know, they kind of get you going right away. You know, they get you up and walking. And like I said, in a matter of days, I think I received the heart on August 19th. And I was home by the 27th of August. So they really get you going. They get you into the therapy. They get you on, you know, your drug regimen, which really involves taking drugs, and particularly in the initial stages, that will prepare you and make your body not reject the heart, because this new heart is a completely foreign object to the rest of your body. So you have to take these anti-rejection medicines that will, you know, kind of, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like a, you know, it's like a new black neighbor in a white neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the white people got to get used to their new black neighbor so they don't, you know, burn a cross on his lawn. Type stuff.
You didn't want the rest of your body taking white flight and leaving that heart, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or burning it.
All right, so you know I mean? No doubt.
Not letting them get enough air, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Christopher Kidd Reed, he's on with us. He had a heart transplant in August, but he dropped a new single, and it drops today. We did play it a couple weeks ago when we thought we were going to have you on, but we want to play it again coming back from the break. It's called Tin Man. It's a story about what you went through and how you're feeling now, and we will drop that next. Christopher Kidd Reed will stay with us. Lunchtime with the Invasion rolls along here on The Ticket.
Thank you, Travis. 12:36, lunchtime here with The Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We will mix with The Sweet Spot. Sean Bass and David Mino here in 15 minutes or so. But we are chatting on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline with our buddy Christopher Kidd Reed. Learned all about his heart transplant. He has a brand new heart. Well, not a brand new heart, a new heart to him.
Right. I was told it was significantly younger.
Okay.
Is that some of the information that you are asking, or do they tell you as far as who the donor was and if you wanted contact with the family or family wanted contact with you?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think maybe different hospitals and hospital systems do it differently. In this situation, I don't know anything about the donor. I mean, I don't know if they're male or female, and I think to my knowledge, it's not up to me to try to, you know, contact them. I mean, certainly I'm curious, but I think that's definitely something that's a right that's given to kind of the family and their choice. So, keeping in mind, this is the in terms of the family, this is a loved one that recently passed away.
Right,
you know?
Right.
When someone passes, you know, that heart is immediately transferred and, you know, given to somebody else. So, you know, if you really think about it, they're probably still in mourning of who their loved one is. So, you know, I think that's something that the future will kind of dictate where that goes. I would certainly be, there's a curiosity that kind of goes with it, you know. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think about it sometimes, you know. Is this a Mexican heart? You know, is that why I've been craving rolls of tacos?
I don't know. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Do they tell you?
Tacos!
Man.
Yo quiero rosas tacos.
I'm with you.
Por favor. Nueva corazón.
That means new heart for those of you that don't speak Spanish.
That's my new song coming out.
Right, right.
So do you have any... At this point, do you have restrictions? I mean, do they tell you, look, you have to exercise a certain way, you now have to eat a certain way, or is it basically live however your life was prior?
well, this is how they do it. They say, look here, kid from Kid and Play, we got some good news and we got some bad news. The good news is you got a brand new heart. You have many more years to live if you live well. And the bad news is you can never get high or drunk again.
Wow. Okay.
Man, that's...
Yeah. And I thought about it. I'm just...
You're like, well...
I'm like,
well, see you later.
Is this life worth living?
Man.
I mean, can you drink at all, or like?
No drinking. And you know, the thing about it is, I'd actually quit drinking prior. So okay. I actually haven't been drinking since last July. So I've been clean since back then. So however long that is,
that's impressive.
Probably 8-9 months or whatever like that. Yeah. And you know what? You know how I used to get down east.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
But I haven't really missed it. And there's a lot more energy. There's a certain kind of clarity to my thoughts now. So, you know, I'm a big universe guy. I'm not a really religious dude. I'm a universe guy. I'm an energy guy. And, you know, this is obviously, to me, this is the course that my life is taking right now. And if that's how I got to rock, then, you know, so be it. You know, I'll tell you what the new drug is. The new drug is sugar. Jeez, man, I'm on it, man. You know, especially with these drugs. These drugs make you extra hungry and
right.
craving sweets. I'm like, man, a Chevis, man. I'm getting a little paunch. You know what I'm saying? I gotta buy Skims now. You know, it's like crazy,
you gotta suck all that in, man. When you're out there,
suck it all in. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so Kid is here, and you put out new music, and you are doing a lot more now. Especially again, going on the road with Kid and Play, and doing those old school shows. But you're putting new music out, and you dropped the song talking about your journey called Tin Man. And you're supposed to join us a couple weeks ago. You had a doctor's appointment. We did play it, but it drops today. So we want to play it now while we have you on the line. And then we'll come back afterwards and everyone talk about what the new hit from Christopher Kid Reed. It's called Tin Man.
Yeah. Tin Man. Let's go. Who's that guy? Had his hair so high, eyes real wide like the runaway bride. Each and every movie he played the nice guy. You can hear him spit, but they say the price high. Cause you know I'm kicking facts and I would never lie. A brother thought he'd live forever and would never die. We would sever ties with those that stay forever high. Coming from Queens, where they get the money every time. A never-ending quest to get funds. Discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons. On the road every year, every venue. Cause if you ain't at the table, best believe you on the menu. And to the depths they might send you. Unless you dodge them obstacles and act more logical. Don't make you listen to the words of the preacher. But that won't help you when you stand at the reaper. Thinking about each and every enemy. Over jealousy, the remedy was muscle memory. Written in stone is the destiny. Brain on density, an incomplete legacy. And I have to ask you, how you let them fools get past you? Cause mistakes will probably have you wondering if fame is a gift or a curse. Peep the next verse. Now there was Guru and Cowboy, K-Slay and Nipsey, Left Eye and Craig Mack, Tupac and Biggie, King Von and Pop Smoke and Scott LaRock, Freaky Time, Big L, yeah them dudes got shot. Soulja Slim and Mac Dre, they used to raise the roof. But they died by the gun and I can show you the proof. Mr. C, Eazy-E, and Gangsta Boo, DJ Screw, MF Doom, they gone too soon. Heavy D, Pimp C, ODB, and Mac Miller, Fife and Nate Dogg, DMX, and J Dilla. Coolio's spirit was inside of me, and that man from Queensbridge, he was a prodigy. The heavens even took one half of Criss Cross. From Black Rob to Young Dolph, their souls had to take off. It's a fact that they all reach stages, and we all shed a tear as hip-hop ages. And my peers, I would never disappoint them. But I knew that I didn't want to join them and be a victim of circumstance. Though it was happenstance, your boy got himself a second chance. So now they calling me Tin Man. Mr. He gets to do it again, man. Write a new ending. Grip a mic and continue to rhyme. Somebody upstairs was calling, but it was not my time. See, I received the ultimate lifeline. A stranger gave his life for mine. Tin Man.
There you go, Tin Man, Christopher Kid Reed. Good stuff, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
Available on all streaming platforms, drops today, so check it out. Yeah. And tell me about the other single that you were on with the artist that you sent me. I can't remember her name. I apologize.
Yeah, that was actually a young lady that out here in California. Her name is Trisha Batani. She has a single out called Sunny. It's all available on all platforms as well. And, you know, I just dropped a hot 16 on it. You know, she's a young lady I've been working with for a while. She's like a songwriter behind the scenes, done a lot of work, won a lot of awards, but kind of wanted to step out in front on her own and, you know, really, really cool person. And actually was really helpful in helping me with my own stuff and kind of navigating this new, you know, this new landscape of how it is to deliver music to the people. It's very different from, you know, how we were doing it back in the day. So shout out to Trisha for that. And, yeah, just kind of a vibe I had with the Tin Man joint, you know, kind of talking about the experience and then also, too, kind of touching on the fact of you know, hip-hop aging. You know, all the rappers that I named were rappers that we lost.
Right.
You know, a lot of them were friends of mine, and some were lost for varying reasons. Some got shot. Some had health issues. But, you know, just kind of taking note of the fact that the hip-hop as a culture – you know, is aging, and then just the greater, you know, just kind of an overview. You know, I didn't want it to be, you know, rapping about, you know what I'm saying? I went to the doctor and boy, was I scared. There was blood everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to make a record like that.
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense. Like something Matt would say when we were, walking to the car or something like that.
Right.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And here comes the scalpel. Oh, my God. You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? just kind of let it go, you know, kind of what I went through and then just kind of vibe, you know, and acknowledge some of the different soldiers that, that we've lost. And actually, this is what I'm going to put on. I'm actually going to make this announcement later today or tomorrow. What I'm doing with this single is I'm kind of putting it out to all these young filmmakers or some of these AI cats that are out there. I want their kind of interpretation on the visuals of the song Tin Man. You know, all these cats are doing, these young cats are doing a lot of really cool things. So I'm going to kind of put it out to the public to come back with some visuals on the joint. So we'll see how that goes. Just like I said, it's just unique ways to kind of deliver and interact with the fans when you deliver new music. So I hope people dig it.
That's cool, man. I like the beat on it, and I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest R&B rap guy, but I actually enjoy that song.
No, not you.
Yeah, I like. I told Donnie when we first listened to it, I was like, I thought that was badass how you named all those rappers that you'd come in contact with that had passed on. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? My next record, I'm going to do a record about beer.
All right, man. There you go.
My next song is going to be called Beer Man. Beer Man.
Yeah, it'll be the Tin Man and the Beer Man.
It'll just be me in the video pounding beer.
Exactly. That's an easy video to make. Can we do that? We can do that at Twin Peaks.
Why not?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's put it together.
Well, man, we heard the news, and we wanted to make sure everything was okay with you, man. Yeah. You know how much we love you, and glad that you're doing better, and I know you'll be on the road everywhere here soon. Hopefully, you'll be back in Dallas here soon.
Hey, real big, obviously, big shout out to you, B and the crew, man. I appreciate y'all, and big shout out to the P1s, man. A lot of y'all, I've been getting messages from y'all and tweets and all this and that, and shout outs. And when I run into y'all on the road, really appreciate y'all, man. I haven't forgotten about y'all. I appreciate all the good vibes. We're going to get down there. I'll be down at Big D sometime this summer, I'm sure. And hopefully we'll do some stuff with the ticket as well, man. But much love, man. Sorry it couldn't have been sooner. But, you know, I had to, had to give Michael Strahan the exclusive.
There you go. right.
But
no, man.
You got the second one, Donovan.
Love it. Well, man, Tin Man is out today on all streaming platforms. So you can drop that. Of course, Trisha Battiani. Her song, Sunny, features Kid on that, dropping a hot 16, so you can check that out also. Man, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon, my man.
That's what's up, man. Peace. Much love, y'all.
Kid, Christopher Kid Reed.
Awesome.
From Kid and Play, man. Talking about his heart transplant, his new music that drops today, Tin Man. We just played it. Hopefully you enjoyed that, and you will grab it on all streaming platforms.